This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman.
Joey doesn't share food.
And Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
Aileen.
And we are back with our non-skill win and Dear DST episode. How are you doing, Aileen?
I'm doing pretty well. How is your headache, Sammy? How's your head doing?
My headache is, it's still going, but no one knows about the headache because I talk about the headache in Sunday's episode, which they haven't heard yet. I know if many of you follow me on Instagram and you saw the car accident that Avi and I got into. So Aileen and I talked about that a lot for Sunday's episode. So I guess we could save that story for then, but I have a headache is the main point here.
I hope it goes away by the time that Sunday's episode comes out.
Thank you.
I really do hope because
we're returning to Saspen this weekend.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so crazy. That's
and
more
we're staying
than a year
in the
ago.
W. It's going to be like a repeat.
Are you going to rage?
Yeah. Am I going to rage and get, yeah, of course. I have all my reservations.
Oh, shit. Are you going
outdoor
visiting? Are you
revisiting? I'm revisiting all the places because there's just not that many. Like, first of all the outdoor dining places are like all the places. So,
Okay.
Yeah. Although people do indoor dine, and I'm just like, I'm going to
Are you guys going to après ski?
I mean, yeah, I mean, is that even a thing right now?
I don't know.
I'll find out.
I don't know what the deal is in Saspen.
In Sasp? Yeah.
It's very
I don't know. I'm Saspen. Just excited to like, just to, you know, get back there and all the amazing memories and get a hat.
I'm excited for you. Get a massage. can you get a massage?
I probably could. I'm a little scared. I might be a little scared too.
Scared to get a massage?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, maybe. Maybe get one outside. It might be too cold.
Or I'm scared of my fear of getting a massage because on our honeymoon, the quote unquote riskiest thing we did was get a massage. And I was panicked about it for like days later.
It's not very relaxing if you're panicking during right. Like it's,
yeah, exactly. Like I feel like it's not even worth it. But,
right. No, that's not worth it. It's expensive too.
Yeah. Expensive panic attack.
Should we do a listener non-scale win and then we'll go into ours?
Yes.
Okay, I'll read it. Hi, Sammy and Aileen. I've been a huge fan of the pod since the beginning and I finally have a non-scale win to share. I had St. Patrick's Day plans this weekend and I have a pair of green velvet pants in my closet that would have gone perfectly with my outfit. They were tight when I got them and after gaining the COVID-19, quote unquote, I was pretty sure they would not fit. When I woke up in a good mood and happy with the way I felt and looked, I decided not to try them on. I knew trying them on would make me upset. So instead of putting myself through that emotional roller coaster, I put on some leggings and went out and had fun. It felt good to accept the size I am and not let my body image insecurities get in the way of having a good time. Sincerely, leggings, bitch. That's pretty funny. Although I would love to see what these green velvet pants
I actually
like.
Have green velvet pants that I bought them because Dana wore them to the holiday party like 2 years ago. I thought they were so cute, so I bought them.
That's so funny. Also St. Patrick's Day is Rusty's birthday. Casually, he and I have very similar birthdays, so
that's a very fun birthday.
Loves to do it up. We had a few joint birthday parties in which you were in attendance.
Yes. Not this year though.
That's a good win though, and I like how she calls herself leggings bitch. I like that she doesn't even like deal with the potential drama of putting on the pants.
Yeah.
You have to be in the mood to put on something that you may not know how you're going to look like. You know what I mean?
Totally. Totally.
You have to like set yourself up for that.
Totally. No, I kind of have a bit of a similar non-scale win.
Okay, do you share?
It has to do with like mirror checking, like body checking in the mirror. So that is definitely something that I feel like I've been doing a little bit more, because as I've told you, as I become slightly more active, I do feel like I did potentially lose a small amount of pounds. Like we're talking like 2 or 3, like I want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah.
So like, but I, it's like a very small change that I noticed. So now I'm like, that sort of made me want to be like, oh, I should look in the mirror, see if I got skinnier. So I've been trying to minimize my mirror checking.
Oh, good.
So that I just don't get obsessive about it. Like I don't need to look in the mirror every time I walk into the bathroom because I walked in there because I had to pee. Like, it's like nothing changed. Right. So that's right. Something. Yeah.
Mirror boundaries.
Yeah. Important.
I was laughing because it reminded me of that scene from Friends when Monica was like, I think somebody else was like, oh, Monica, have you lost weight? She goes, I did 3 pounds.
Yeah.
Like 2 pounds. Just reminded me of that moment. But yeah, I think that that's like a really good like step in the right direction of like, if there is perceived weight loss, not to immediately obsess over it and
right.
Not like attach value to it.
Right. Like I could definitely tell. I was like, ooh, like I did this all without even trying. Like
oh, what else can I do? Right.
Right. Right. Then it was like, oh, I should keep checking to see if it's like working. Like,
right.
But totally. I know that the checking is like kind of step one to the obsession, or like a key to the obsession. So I'm trying to limit that.
Right. It's like giving in kind of, it's like feeding the like diet monster in your head.
Yeah, because right? You're never going to be, because you're, oh, even if you like it at first, you're always going to be like, oh, I could fix this.
Yeah, like the diet monster, anytime I eat something without carbs, like the diet monster starts going, where else? Oh, let's go over everything you ate today.
That's another thing I've tried to stop doing is like, sometimes my mind will like want to review like, oh, we had this for this to be like proud. Mm-hmm. But I have stopped myself from like doing that review.
Yeah, that's good. What's my win? My win is this like little moment of revelation, V before L, that this feeling that I'm not so, that I'm really following satisfaction is working. Rusty and I were eating dinner and we were talking just like, he's like, oh, you sometimes eat my food, something about that. I'm like, I don't actually think I do that anymore. And I shared that, like, I really say no a lot to when he offers. He says, you don't? I'm pretty sure you do. I'm like, no, like if you notice, since this whole intuitive eating thing has been going on, like we went to dinner one night and I normally would want to get like everything to make sure I get everything on this menu because I'm never going to come back here and I need to taste the stuff even though I don't want it necessarily. I don't really go dig into, do I want this or do I not? I need to get it because this is what like XYZ review says I need to get. And so I gave an example of a time when we went to an Italian restaurant and we got like 2 pastas and he was eating the bolognese pasta. And we also got this like garlic breadcrumb.
Oh, that's delicious. Butter, that's my fucking stuff. Favorite. Where is this from?
Artusi. So I tried both and he was like, what? You don't like the bolognese? I'm like, no, I like it. I just really like this other. I like the garlic and butter one. So I'm going to keep eating this one. And he's like, oh, okay. More for me. And so it was just very like, it was so non-dramatic and I was really excited that I made that choice in that moment. And then I revisited that moment and I was just very proud of myself. And I did eat the exact same thing. I went to Fort Charles for my birthday and I know you're supposed to get like the bacon, right? And Rusty's like, are we going to get the bacon? I'm like, I know you're supposed to, but I'm really not in the mood for bacon. And he's like, yeah, I guess I'm not feeling it either. And it was just such like a directive moment that came from like within. And it was just great. I like chose what I wanted rather than like, it was dictated from outside of myself. And it was just, it was one of those things. And we're going to talk about this in the next episode on Sunday about like how, when things get to go back to a little bit more normal, that we get to experience, like if you guys are doing any type of intuitive eating or changed your habits, you get to experience them in like real life settings, kind of. So that was my win.
Yeah. So that's a great win. It's always a good feeling when like you turn down food because you genuinely don't want it, because the other feeling is like kind of right there too, which is like, I can have it because like I have to have it because it's here, because like, what if it's my last chance ever to have it? And like, what if I miss it?
Right.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly, it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word, because the reality is UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women, but dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
Going back to what you said earlier about your non-scale win, and you were talking about how it's working, but when you said it's working, it was more about like weight loss, right?
Yeah, meaning whereas, like my activity, adding right. an activity is like, you know.
Right, whereas this, we're saying it really is working because you're turning down food, not from like this restrictive mindset, but because you don't want it. And
right.
it's a nice kind of check in.
It feels good to not want something that like could be delicious.
Because here's why, even further, because it rejects the whole message of we're these gluttonous people who have no self-control. And right. that's a lie. That's a lie that we've been told. Right. And it's just simply not true. So, and there's proof of that, right? So it's just like that just makes me feel better all the same.
Yeah, no, that's a really good one.
All right, should we do a Dear DST email?
Yeah, let's do it. I'll read it. Okay. Hey, Lean and Sammy, I got a question for advice. I love the recent episode with Remy Bader. Something that I've been struggling with, however, is being able to find clothes for my big boobs. I have a struggle with mainstream plus size discussions. They often revolve only around jeans, like bottoms, and never about upper body. I'm someone who, even when I was obese by the BMI scale, had no ass, therefore never wore plus size bottoms. I'm also short, which helps. Getting bras that fit are borderline hard, and there's only granny looking ones. Then North American clothing brands don't always have tops and dresses that work for people with big tits. I'm a 34H and never found a correct bra until last year at the age of 25. Would it be possible for you girls to have someone who would be knowledgeable on who could recommend the right clothing brands and bra brands? TBH, I have always considered messaging people in the porn industry, LOL, because they help with large busts sometimes and probably still have a killer inventory of bras. Help me out. I don't want to wear bras like a grandma anymore. Sincerely, bra problems, bitch.
Well, Caroline.
Yeah. Carolyn Morant, who we had on for that episode. I don't know if you listened to that. She recommended a bunch. I'm also struggling with this problem. And like, I'm not an H size and I still also have this issue. So I can really imagine that it is quite challenging. She recommended Wacol. I'm actually wearing one of them now.
Yeah, people love that.
I can't remember what else she recommended. That's the one I bought, though.
There's a bunch. She has them on her blog and her Instagram. So check it out. It's Carolyn, spelled C-A-R-A, right?
L-Y-N. Morand, like Miranda, but without the A. Yeah.
And yeah, check that out. But I agree. It's like, because the thing about the granny thing is because you need support, the straps need to be thick, blah, blah, blah. But she says that it's not really the straps don't do shit. It's the band across the body that's important to keep everything kind of up and perky. And obviously there's different options for like coverage, obviously, depending on how big your boobs are. But I think there's definitely a solution out there for you. You just gotta like kind of do your research.
Honestly, like, why not message people in the porn industry? Like, who cares? Like, it's not like they're people. They have, you know, bras and boobs that they need to worry about. And you're right. They probably do have, like, you know, better looking bras. Like, because it's true. The bigger ones do look more granny-esque because they're trying to, like, be a minimizer, basically.
They're also trying to cover everything. So, it like, just when there's more material, it just looks like grandma bra.
Right. Right, it does. What about like the lack of clothing? Like, what do you even do about that? I mean, I feel like there are, like how she was saying, like there's a lot of things that don't even fit her top because of her boob size. And because plus size clothing is really more focused on the bottom, which is true because something that is like totally an archetype in the like plus size industry is like the normal, quote unquote, or like small top and big bottom. Like that is very common. So she's right. That is like,
there's no like room for like bigger arms or like bigger chest, broad shoulders, like bigger, like midsection. Everything is like kind of small waist, you know, like body, yacht, whatever Megan Thee Stallion says.
Yeah. Even my, last year when I was working with a personal trainer, Shelly, she obviously has like zero body fat and like all muscle. She would say to me that like she can't find things to wear because her shoulders are too broad from like being buff. And she's not even like, she's not a big person. Like she's not that tall. Like she's not that wide, but still she like had to really be, you know, selective. And it was hard for her to find things because of her like size. And that wasn't even because of her like weight. It was because of her body. And I think that like, again, this sort of goes back to a few conversations we've had that like clothes are not, you're not meant to fit clothes. They're meant to fit you. And it really is very limiting that there's so much, you know, there's not so much out there. And like even brands that do extended sizing, they don't have everything. But yeah, I would recommend just looking into more of that, into
finding influencers too that look like that you feel like resemble your body type or shape, and see, maybe ask them where they're getting their clothes. Cause there's like all these underground things that like resources that people find or like figure out like casual wear, like to get better jeans or jeans that fit better. Like I didn't even know when I found like Madewell jeans last year, I was just like, I didn't know that this could happen for me. I thought I needed to fit into like wedgie icon Levi's jeans or bust. But like now there's so many options. Like American Eagle has good options.
Good American,
but it's expensive. Abercrombie's casually doing a good job. And there's a lot more out there. I think it is interesting about like the plus size industry, how it does focus on the bottom. Like we were talking, like there's like it's like a thin face.
It also focuses on the beautiful face. Like I feel like my face does not look pretty. Like, and I'm not saying like, oh, I don't think I'm pretty, but I'm saying like, I don't have that like naturally gorgeous face that like allows you to sort of, that it stays thin, that doesn't necessarily gain the weight with your body. And that like kind of allows you to still look amazing, even though you're wearing bigger clothes or you are a bigger size.
Right. I guess I know what you're talking about, but I guess that's also like, we're not models.
It's the first time I'm like, wow, it's annoying that I'm so proportional because I keep gaining weight everywhere. Equally.
Same. Yeah. Literally same.
Like, that's, is there one part that hasn't like...
Yeah, could you just stay still, dude? Like finger.
I mean, like, my fingers are also... bigger.
My ring finger is my wedding band is starting like from, I guess it's like pregnancy swell or
yeah, maybe that's
weight gain, but like my wedding band is just starting to like really look tight on there. Like it's like getting uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But can't my finger just stay put?
Right. Like it shows up everywhere, you know?
No, I know. But anyway, guys, I hope you like this episode. Email us your non-scale wins and your questions for us to answer at dst@betches.com. And we launched a huge rebrand this week. We go into depth about it on Sunday's episode. But please, in the meantime, go check out the new betches.com. Check out all of our new logos. We hope you love the new DST cover as much as we do. Our team works so hard on that. And please go listen to the new At Betches podcast. Well, it's still the same At Betches podcast, but me, Sammy, and our third co-founder, Jordana, are hosting that again. And we like really just go in deep into our friendship and the story of Betches and us. You know, we answer a lot of questions about careers, friendship, and just like general advice. So please go listen to that. The first episode is out. Well, will it be out?
It will be.
The first episode is out. We had so much fun recording it. Go listen. And in the meantime, follow us at Diet Stars Tomorrow, at Sammy, at Aileen. You're always with us.
We're always with you.
That is the right one. We're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.